A voice cries out in the darkness.
Help me.
They implore you. Unable to decline, you take up this side quest to explore...
Akihabara! So, hello, this is Michelle with Doors and Dungeons, and I've got three friends with me today in Akihabara. We're going to do some Akihabara shopping, exploring way. So, this is...
Hi, I'm Tom.
And?
Radaguar.
Patrick.
Okay, so if you're around on our Discord server, join it! You might know some of these people, or if you've listened to the podcast, you might know others of these people. So, where are we going first? What's the best thing to do first, actually?
Beep, maybe?
I think Beep, yeah. Because I gotta sell stuff there anyway, so. So, yeah, so we're gonna go to Beep. We actually have met outside the Gundam Cafe, which is right near the Akihabara Station Electric Town exit. So, if you ever come here, and there's an annoying trash truck that keeps playing music, that keeps walking past us. So, we'll walk away from it. But yeah, if you ever come here and you go out to this main plaza, you can go to the left and to the main street and then go to the right. And you keep walking down until you get to, let's see, which store is it? Traders, I think, where you turn. And
you
then
can,
you can go down.
Turn in at Traders and then go one, turn in at Traders and then basically go one block and turn right again.
Yeah.
And then you will... pretty much pass right by Beep.
Yeah, you can tell Beep because right across the street from it is Star Kebab, which is my favorite place to eat. So if you see Star Kebab, you know you're in the right place. Look for the little metal wall that has cute anime-ish girl character video game things on it and walk down the steps into the dungeon, which looks scary, but it's not, I promise.
No, it's amazing. Best store I've ever been to, I'd say. Probably my favorite store in the world.
I was really so super pleased when they announced that they were opening that store. Because when I first got here, it wasn't open yet. And I think about a year or almost 2 years before it, after I got here, it's when they opened. And they had been doing a lot of stuff online. And they were really famous, but they didn't have a storefront. And then suddenly they announced they're having a storefront. And I'm like, the first time I went there, it wasn't even open yet or something. Because I couldn't find it. Like, I found where it should be, but it wasn't there or something. So I went back and found it later, and it's great. So that's where we're going to go now.
Have you been there since the remodel?
Yes, I went there last weekend, I think it was. I had a interview in the area, so I just stopped in there just to check. And I was like, oh, yeah. So, yeah, if you've ever been to Beep in the past, they have actually just barely, slightly, but effectively opened it up a little bit more. And there's now a few more rows and a little bit more space to move around in the back corner area. So they've got a few more, like, more doujin things, more American games for some reason. Import games are starting, they're trying to push that. And a few other things. So it's a little bit nicer than it was before. So if you haven't been, go back and check it out.
The other thing that's really cool about Beep is it's right next door to the Tsurugaya Game Con, which is another really excellent store if you're looking for retro games.
Although it's always very, very cramped and very, very hard to find things on their shelves because they just kind of toss it on there.
Well, no, it's mostly in alphabetical order, but at least the stuff that most people will be searching for is more of the retro stuff, the retro PC
stuff. Oh, yeah, no, I meant the retro PC stuff. Sorry, yeah. The retro PC stuff is just they just throw all the games on the shelf. And there'll be, like, games behind games, and you'll pick one up, and then five will fall over, and you'll freak out. It's very haphazard. But it's a good store.
Yeah. Now, those two are my go-to places, along with Trader number one.
Yeah, so Trader number one, we're going to come up past it here soon. There's this big, tall, black building. And then there's always, like, a bunch of events or some anime thing outside of it. Although there doesn't seem to be one right now. And then you go down past that, past soft map, you'll see Trader. And the Traders, their second floor is retro stuff. But then what a lot of people don't know is their the third or fourth floor that's the adult floor?
Fifth floor.
Fifth floor, okay.
Yeah. And the fifth floor is excellent. Not only is there a lot of really great retro PC stuff there, but there's also this bargain bin where everything is 100 or 200 yen. And it's full of, like, doujin games, mostly Toho, and also doujin CDs, like really good arranged music CDs, all for 100 or 200 yen.
Yeah.
Really great values there.
But you have to, like, walk past all the adult erotic games, so if you're not up for that, you know.
You will see a lot of boobs.
Yeah, lots of anime boobies. But they keep the retro games, because it's all technically PC, behind it. And they actually have a decent selection, because a lot of people don't know it's there.
Yeah, I didn't know about it.
And so you can find some good little stuff up there. So that's something else to check out. So we'll catch up with you in a little bit. We're going to go walking on, and we'll see what would happen along the way.
This is the music that plays outside the beach shop, and I love it.
Inside of Beep, and there's lots of music around, lots of sound effects. We got a bunch of PCs over here. Let's see what we got here. It's an Amiga 500, several MSX, Turbo R, PC 88 keyboards, X68000, got a PC 8801MA, FM Towns, it's a 68 running Dracula. Oh, 9801 RA running Gradius, looks like. We've got...
There's a Towns Marty here.
Is it FM Towns Marty? That's new. Yeah, that wasn't here last time.
And there's
here.
An A1 GT. That's the top of the line MSX right there.
Running a copy of Solid Snake Metal Gear 2, which it looks like it's a sample copy. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wonder where they got that.
Damn, that's got to be expensive.
I'll bet.
There's also, I love that they actually replaced their Super Cassette Vision with an original Cassette Vision as well.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of impressive, too.
I never found Cassette Vision all that impressive, but...
But it's still cool, like, from a historical perspective. Cassette Vision is basically the Atari 2600 of Japan.
Remember that, remember that one anime where the old guy is, like, waxing nostalgic about his MSX? You always puzzle
about
that?
Yeah.
I noticed that Cassette Vision was on his list of the old guy that had like met at the host club that had all of the PCs, and it was Cassette Vision was in there, and I was like, really? Wow.
I mean, that was a big deal back in like 82.
Yeah, I'm sure, but still. I
was more intrigued by the fact that Master System was on there as Master System, because that was the release of the SG.
I saw that as well.
What is it? SG-3000, I guess? The re-release.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Here as well.
So, console section, got some PC Engine Duos. I'm hoping mine will sell for a pretty good amount, because look at how much it sells for.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And that's yellowed. Mine is not yellowed, but it does have a teeny tiny crack. So we'll see. We got some arcade boards. What else do we have here? Framemeister. Big new import NES game section. NES and Super Nintendo. Original Game Boys. Yeah.
Import everything. We got quite a bit here.
Yeah, it's definitely grown. Some GameCube games over there. American GameCube games. Is it 3DO over there?
MSX Xanadu music.
Yeah, I think that's just playing on their speakers. Yeah, I think they're always playing that on speakers.
But MSX Xanadu music is a thing. Wow, yep. 4980 yen isn't too bad, actually, for Super Game Boy 2.
You know, I bought mine in the box for... 4980. I bought... The first one of these I had, the Super Game Boy 2, I bought it for 500 yen, and I bought the box one for 1200 yen once.
Wow. Yeah, those have gone up big time since then.
They were not popular until recently. Hey, there's the Intellivision. I think that's the one that I sold. Might not be. I don't remember if I sold it here or sold it elsewhere.
I love that they now have this board and card game section, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Some NES classics, or Dojin.
I love these Dojin that have this character.
There's a whole
series of Dojin about collecting for retro gaming systems.
Yeah, so this person,
you can
find them on Twitter. I actually have to find their Twitter account for them. I don't remember what it is off the top of my head. But the person who makes this series posts Twitter art with the character talking about random stuff from here all
the
time.
It's such a cool idea to do
that.
It
is.
Yeah.
She's always like, so why does this thing have this one switch in it that doesn't do anything? And you're like, oh, I don't know. Or like, hey, what are these dip switches for? And you're like, oh, keep PC, PC lover girl. I don't remember what her name is. It's like PC game Skina girl or something like that. Something weird like that.
I also do love the cover art for Uso Mario Densetsu, which is all about Mario clone games from throughout history.
Wow.
Which I kind of do want to buy this, actually, but I don't really want to spend 1,200 yen on it, but that is a really cool-looking little thing.
Wow. Yeah, that is neat. I'd like to see... You know what I'd really like to see is an in-depth history of the Wonder Boy series.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a great doujin game, book to do. Well, I will say, they did not sell out of the Ease books, but they got very, very close. Because last week, this whole shelf over here, this whole shelf was about 8 feet wide, was all Ease doujins, and now there's a stack of about six left.
And that's less than there were 2 days ago when I was here as well, so they definitely have been selling.
So I guess it's a good thing.
I guess they've started carrying novels also, which is interesting.
Ooh! Are they like choose-your-own-adventure books,
I think they're just fantasy novels, but I'm not sure.
Maybe. No, it's just game book.
Oh, okay. Oh, so are these actual, like, tabletop gaming books, maybe?
I don't know if they're tabletop games or if they're, like, the adventure books.
Yeah, that's
because I think, cool, yeah, this is an adventure game book.
I see. Wow, that's
so
pretty neat.
So people have been doing new ones of these, which is really cool. I really like these because I had a couple of them. I think I sold them when I was moving, but I'd like to get some again. They're really, really cool concepts. I think I had the Tower of Druaga one. I don't remember if I sold that one or not, but it was really cool. I might have kept the Druaga one. I don't remember. I had to look. But yeah, so there's a lot of cool stuff in Beep. And it is a lot easier to get in and out of here now.
Yeah.
I will say that for some people, I think there's a shift. I wouldn't say there's a shift away from retro PC games, but there's definitely a shift towards trying to include more other stuff.
There's still plenty of retro.
There's still
PC
way
games
more
find,
than
though.
More retro games here than anywhere else.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I mean, they haven't cut down their selection at all. They've just rearranged things to highlight more things as well, which I think is smart.
You know,
be a
I think
lot of
it
people
is.
Who come here to buy non-retro PC games?
So NEC PC 88. I mean, PC 8001, which we mentioned in our podcast the other day about the 8001. And it looks like it's signed by a bunch of developers.
That is pretty rad.
Yep. And it is very definitely not for sale.
Yes.
But that's, that's what you get. Captain Planet and the Planeteers here on the NES. We've got an unlicensed Tengen Gauntlet, which I'd actually kind of like to have, but it's a little bit expensive. So cool stuff here. The arcade boards are what always impressed me. I'd love to have just an arcade machine one day. It'd be really cool.
Got Metal Gear 1 playing on the screen there.
Yeah. Still got our standard very large MSX section. Random
They're
music
playing.
They're playing
the entire MSX Xanadu soundtrack right now.
They have a CD. See? Xanadu Sound Collection.
Oh, that's probably what they're playing.
So that's probably what they're playing, yeah.
Because, you don't really hear the MSX Xanadu soundtrack that often because it's different from any other Xanadu soundtrack.
Yeah, so this one's got 88, FM7, MSX2, and 98. Yeah.
All right. That's pretty cool.
And, so that's really cool.
I wish they'd get more of the MSX2 version of Celia in stock, because I really want to check that out.
I don't know much about that.
I don't know much either, but apparently it's like a puzzle platformer, and it looks pretty good.
Huh.
They do have this new MSX game, Daibutsu Paradise, but it doesn't seem very good.
I haven't looked at that yet.
I tried playing it a bit, and it's pretty clunky.
Let's try it out here. So, we're in a... Oh, so I'm a penguin.
So you have space to jump, you're trying to charge the battery.
Okay.
There is apparently a limit to what type of lightning you can capture, though.
Oh. It's really slow. This is a really sluggish game, and there's not much sound either. I would have expected more sound out of it.
Yeah. It's definitely not one of the more well-developed indie MSX games,
yeah, unfortunately. It seems kind of like what you'd expect from people that haven't been doing it as long as a lot of the European people that have been doing it. European and South American people that have been doing it.
And the asking price is 4,073 yen, which is a bit much.
For this?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not much not, for MSX
much for
in
these.
General, but...
Children of the Night or Inferno here.
Yeah, well,
Inferno's... Those are more.
Yeah, Inferno's like 8,000.
Yeah, I think Children of the Night is too, isn't it? Or is it like
5,000? That's a good question. Yeah,
oh,
no, 8,000,
it is. Yeah. Children of the Night is worth it, though. That is one of the best MSX homebrew games out there. That is a great game.
Yeah. Okay, so right beside the Beep store is Tsurugiya's gaming section. That's the Tsurugiya, it's weird. Tsurugiya in, of course, for anyone who doesn't know, Tsurugiya, I keep saying it, Tsurugiya. But anyway, Tsurugiya is a online gaming, otaku, everything kind of company. And they sell off a website, and they're based in Shizuoka City. And they opened up their first actual, like, retail store 4 or 5 years ago in Shizuoka City. Then they greatly expanded it, and then they started opening them up in other places, and they opened up in Akihabara, except because Akihabara is so already built up, they didn't really have the option to just, you know, buy out like a giant multi-floor building. So what they did was they opened up mini stores for every different type of thing. So there's one store for like anime goods, there's one store for manga, and there's one store for games, there's one store for like, you know, just every niche, they got their own store.
As with Trader, though, sometimes the niches do blend into one another, because this game con is where you'll find most of the game stuff, but the Tsurugiya right by Akihabara Station, the bottom floor also has games.
Retro
games.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, okay. They have mostly Famicom, Super Famicom, and stuff like that.
I see.
But yeah, they also have a pretty good selection there in addition to here. So it's, you kind of have to check both if you're looking for that kind of stuff.
The
no
nice
retro
thing,
PC stuff there, though.
The nice thing about Tsurugiya is that in general, if they have it in the store, it's also available on their website. And what they do is, whenever you order something on their website, they'll hold your order, check and see if they have this item in stock at whatever store, then ship it to their main shipping store, and then ship it to you. You can sort of kind of in reverse use that to like find out what's in the actual stores, because if you go on the website, it'll show you sometimes, this is available in store, or this is only in our warehouse.
You know, I'm tempted to buy Death Stranding. I'm so tempted to buy it.
And yeah. I just never got into his stuff, so I'm not too worried about it myself.
It was in English, apparently.
And that's, yeah, not too surprising these days, thankfully. There's a lot more English stuff now in the Japanese copies of things.
Yeah.
Hey, Demon's Blade. It's cool.
Mm. Not for everybody.
No. Cool. That's one of the games on the Switch now, on the Super Nintendo Switch software thing. Okay. Can't quite reach the retro PC section right now.
Yeah, that is the one downside to this Tsurugiya, as it is very cramped in here, and you kind of do have to just dodge a lot of people.
And
Okay.
And they've also just filled up this whole row with
extra stuff.
Just like bins of like old systems and stuff lying on the floor.
There's some cool stuff in here for sure, but it does make it a little bit more difficult to find what you're looking for.
Yeah, so here's the retro PC section. Oh, now this is something I'd love to have if it wasn't super expensive. Although, not for the right system. It's Windows 3.1 for FM Towns. Yes. Yes, Windows 3.1 for FM Towns.
Huh.
I'd love to have Windows 3.1, like an actual legit copy of Windows 3.1, but it's hard to find. Thexter for the... which one is this for? Is this for 88 or is it for
68,000? If I'm not mistaken,
it might be. Yeah, but it's a no X1 Turbo. Okay, I was gonna say
X1 has some interesting games actually.
Yeah, but most of what X1 has is already on 88.
What's funny because there are a few games. I know one of my favorite
MSX
games, Sophia, is exclusive to the X1 and the MSX and nothing else.
Huh. Well, here's an Emerald Dragon. Let's see here. This is the 98 5-inch floppy version.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Probably runs better than the MSX version.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
MSX version of that game is very clunky. Mm-hmm. Playable, but clunky.
This is the annoying thing about the way they've got this set up, is that if you pick up one game, five others fall off the shelf. Because they just stack things two layers deep. And it's very, very frustrating.
Well, also, you're trying to do it one-handed. That doesn't help.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's even so. Like
that came off from a higher shelf.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. Oh, no, that's... Okay, and they... Even their signs don't stay on. Okay, cool. So, now that we've destroyed this store properly, here is a... PC-98 version of Tunnels and Trolls, Crusaders of K'Zar, which is a game I'd actually really like to try out, but it's very expensive. Everywhere I've seen it, it's like 9,000 something yen. So now.
Oh, wow.
But I am really...
PC-98 version of Lord Monarch, Falcon.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting one, Lord Monarch. I've never really been able to get into that one.
2,200 yen is not bad, actually. But
there you go.
Play it. It is missing the instruction manual. That's a little unfortunate.
You like Lord Monarch, don't you?
Not really. It's an RTS, so I'm not really super into those.
Love it either. This game.
Elfleed. I believe Patrick just bought that for 98.
Oh.
Like, at Beep. Just a moment ago.
Here's a Ease 1 for...
I think that's MSX.
MSX.
Yep.
Which is not the best version. Not a bad version.
I would like to buy this game, but I wouldn't like to spend 77-80 yen on it.
Which game is it?
This is Harry Fox.
Yeah,
I have Harry Fox Special, but I don't have this one, which is the Micro Cabin prequel to it.
It looks like an early... 2000s flash animation.
It's a very
kind of great.
It's a very old school Micro Cabin game. Yeah, Harry Fox Special is interesting because it's like an RPG where you're playing as an actual wild animal, and they're actually like hunters. Where if you wander too far, they'll just shoot you and kill you. And you'll get a game over.
Now, see, this is something I'd really like to have, but I can never find it cheap enough. It's Diva, or it looks like Diva, but it's actually pronounced Diva. I found out one day for MSX2. Which
oh,
is
that's
Story
Diva
5.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, and Story... Because the way... If you don't know, the Diva series is released on multiple consoles. It's released on MSX 1, MSX 2, PC-88, PC-98, the Fujitsu's, the Famicom. I think there's also a Sharp version. And each one of them is a separate story in the universe of this game series. So, like, the PC... The MSX is, like, Story 2 or 3... The MSX2 is Story 5. The 88, I think, is Story 1. The Famicom is Story 4, I think. And then later on they did a PC release that was like a summation of all of them. And also included a bonus story. And it's this weird mix of like side-scrolling platforming and space battle arrangement simulation. And it's really cool, but they're really hard and clanky and clunky and... Some of them have English in them, full English in them, and some of them have full Japanese, depending on, like, If the PC-98 can display kanji really well, so it's all Japanese, but the MSX and PC-88 are all English, wow, which is odd.
SimCity Terrain Editor for PC-98.
Yeah, the SimCity games were really popular on this thing, actually.
Dragon Attack. What is Dragon? Oh, no. Okay, that's not anything special.
Yeah. So this is Tsurugaya. It's very tight and very full of a lot of good stuff. There's a boxed Panasonic A1ST up there.
Which is actually my most desired system, because even though it's not the top-of-the-line turbo R, it's the nicest looking.
Well, it's only 138,000 yen.
Yeah.
So, no, which in American money is what?
You can get that cheaper at Beef. You can get a GT cheaper.
Well, not boxed.
Not boxed, that's true. But I don't care about the box.
Box with everything, that's a fairly understandable price.
That is a standard price for that.
But then, when you think about that, that's what, $1,200?
Yeah, that's way more than I'd want to spend on it. Especially since you can get it not boxed for half of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's an Atari 800 up there.
Jaguar.
Yes, good old Jaguar. And Intellivision. It's an American box Super Nintendo, which I'd actually really like to have, but I'm not going to pay that much for it.
Oh, got PlayStation VR up there. That's cool.
Yeah, that's actually kind of fun, PlayStation VR.
Yeah.
It's a copy of Dracula X for the X68000 way up top, which I'd love to have one of these days. Oh, look, there's a PC-98 Uno up there.
That's cool.
I do love that game. I would love for someone to take the modern translation and or even take the PC, like Windows PC translation that was done, and insert it into the 98 version of the game. Because the 98 version of the game is really cool. I mean, it's obviously way more X-rated than the remakes, but still.
Televide Advance. Play Game Boy Advance games on your TV.
Yeah. It was a weird little hack thing. I think you have to open it up and insert a little cable and then close the shell again. But there's this dude that's been developing this like RGB connector for Game Boy Advances
that he's come up with.
And not RGB, but like a... Well, it's essentially grabs RGB and outputs it to HDMI. And but you end up having to replace like parts to do it. But I think he sold a bunch of them. I don't remember.
Clearly, anyway, what you want from here,
Dragon Buster,
though, is the Beena. You want the Beena.
The Beena?
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Not a clue. It's some kiddie game system like the...
Oh, they got Dragon Half. Wow, they're asking way more for Dragon Half than Beef did.
Where?
Back there, 3,800 yen or 3,630 yen.
Yeah, Dragon Buster for the X68000? Looks like X68000.
Interesting version, I bet.
Yeah, probably runs better than some of the other versions.
Yeah. I actually really like the MSX version of it, even though it is kind of gimped, mostly for just the really awful animations that are hilarious. The one-handed climbing animation is incredible.
Yeah, well, that game was always janky. Yeah. Always has been janky, always will be janky.
It's fun, though. I actually quite enjoy the MSX version. It's also easy, which apparently none of the other versions are, but the MSX version is, like, dead easy.
This giant box here that weighs like 5,000 pounds is Microsoft Windows version 3.1
for the
FM Towns.
Wow. And, I did not know that was a thing.
I would love to buy a real copy of Windows 3.1, but I can't find one remotely cheap at all for like the 98. But I would like to have that at some point. I mean, I've got discs for it and everything, but I don't have like an original real copy of it. So, whatever. But yeah, this is Tsurugaya, and it's a really big selection, so check that out.
And now we're in Traders on the fifth floor, which is adult Aero games, boobs galore, and in the back corner, Retro PC Soft, which is a surprisingly good selection of Retro PC Soft. And then I think we found a few things here and there. Like, what did you find? You got...
I got Continental and Wrestle Angels V1.
Okay. And you got...
I got the PC, Windows PC version of Galaxy Angel Eternal Lovers.
Cool. And you got...
And I actually went... There's also the bargain bin up here, yeah, which has some very odd assortment of stuff. I got the soundtrack to the Ankake Spa Toho game that preceded Scarlet Curiosity. I can't read the kanji.
Yeah.
But I also got this, Could There Nearby Be You by You? Which, it's 100 yen, so I have to buy it just for that name. It looks like it's
a
cool
music
art,
CD
too.
Or something?
I think so.
Yeah. I think so.
It might actually be a game, but I think it's... No, it's a music CD.
I was gonna say, it's got tracks.
It probably has a little art book with it, too, though, or something. So that's kind of cool. F First Fan Disc, a prelude to the story F, A Fairy Tale of the Two.
Oh,
I'm a
yeah.
big fan of F by Minori. Okay. So this is also 200 yen for the full boxed edition, so of course I gotta grab that.
I found a semi-Yuri game that's on PS2. I have it on PS2. Like a special boxed edition limited thing. And then, but I found the Windows version with like all the contents but no box. And then I also got I don't remember what the other thing was. And then I also got a Link's Awakening fan strings arrangement CD. So that's cool. There are so many anime boobies all over the place. It's kind of incredible. But there's some also good stuff in here. Just walk around with like a blinders. I mean, they like vision, like goggles that will just like filter out all.
That you'd be filtering out almost everything here.
Because, that would be the amusing part of it. You just see like white boxes. It's like filters out everything. So it's just nothing but white boxes and then like one wall of stuff that's actual real stuff.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool. If they had like little sensors inside all R18 things where it would like send a signal to the glasses so that it would filter out anything R18. It'd be kind of amusing. You'd feel like you'd be like walking blind through this store. But anyway, that's Quartet. That's actually a pretty game. This is made by
No, I was thinking developer for a second.
No,
and that's
yeah.
Quintet, my bad.
No.
One more.
Very different. Now this is a developer called Little Witch that does really, really, really great art for their games.
That is cool art. I gotta say.
And actually some really interesting stories. And several of these games got translated. Romanesque, I think. Little Witch Romanesque got translated and something else. Oh, here's something by Innocent Gray. Oh, yeah, this game. Okay. Kartagura.
Kartagura.
This company is the same people that do the Flowers game that I really, really like. But I've never looked at this game. It looks... slightly Yuri, but also very, very R18, and it looks like it also has a male character as well, so I've never tried it out because of that. But yeah, so it's yep, that's what Trader's fifth floor is like. Now the second floor has retro, like, you know, your Famicom, Super Famicom, all that kind of stuff, like your console games. And they've also got a section of English releases, like modern stuff, like Switch and that kind of thing. And it's actually where I have to buy all my American games because it's hard for me to order them sometimes. So it's a little bit of a markup. Not a huge markup, but they do often have a good selection. So I like to check that out every time I go. So that's Traders. Okay, so we all bought some cool things, and we're standing outside Beep. Some of us got some money for trading some things in. I'm going to later on go look for a Switch Lite, I think is what I want. But now, before we all break up, we're going to go to Star Kebab and have some food. So the last stop on our Akihabara Funtime Shopping Weihei Funtime Adventure, I said Funtime twice, but that's okay.
Indeed.
Is Star Kebab, where you can get some great... meaty sandwiches and or other
kebab
things.
Star Kebab is fantastic.
So please try that out. That's my final recommendation for you. And we didn't go to Super Potato because Super Potato is overpriced and not that good.
Yeah.
So don't bother.
Kaden no Kenshan is cool. That's
that is true. We didn't get there, but if you do ever get a chance, go find it. It's on the other side of the
It's like across the street from the stationist. Like if you look at the train tracks going over the kind of raised up over the town.
It's by the KFC.
Yeah, find the KFC, and it's right across from there.
It's looks in the like radio department store.
Yes, called. It looks like just a weird shopping mall hallway thing with like a guy selling smartphones and stuff like that. But if you go down there, you can find some amazing like homebrew hardware stuff, and it's
and
really
that
cool.
That whole shopping center feels like it came out of like the 1950s or 1960s. So
it probably did, honestly. Also.
It did, yeah.
So, that was Akihabara. Hope you enjoy, and goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
See you,
everybody.
See ya. Take care.